Hi everybody, it's Lenore68. I have just made a mistake. I have put on the, I don't know what you call it, you know, the main boo site where you have your individual followers, a boo that I was meant to put on here. So I will say it again for all those that don't follow me, but have the VIP channel that they follow those. I'm contributing to the subject of, do you tell taxi drivers that you're carrying a guide dog? I haven't, or should I say, I didn't until about 6 months ago. And I called a taxi from my normal taxi firm that I use to, you know, to get around in work and going to work, because my guide dog is semi-retired at the moment. So I don't use it on long journeys, and going to work is quite a long journey. I'm elaborating here more than I did on my original boo. The taxi came and I had the guide dog harnessed up, and then I got into the taxi and the taxi driver said, oh no, I'm allergic to guide dogs. And you think, I've heard this so many times. And I went, oh no. Okay, then you're allergic to guide dogs. Do you have any proof that you're allergic to guide dogs? And he said, look, no, he said, but I really am allergic, not just to guide dogs, but to dogs. He didn't say I'm allergic to guide dogs. No, I'm allergic to dogs. But with you only going a short distance, I can take you. Well, he started to cough and he started to sneeze and he started to wheeze. And he opened his window and it got worse. He was coughing, he was sneezing, he was wheezing. He asked me to open my window, and we did, and we got stuck in traffic. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to kill him, or the dog's going to kill him. So from that day on, I have always told the taxi firms that I do have a guide dog in tow, because I don't want the death of some poor taxi driver on my conscience. Hope you've enjoyed that, boo. If you've listened to it twice, you know, if you're a follower of mine, I'm sorry. But if this is the first time you've heard it, hope you've enjoyed it. Bye.